Thank you, Angela. This is Braxton talking about Youth Move Ohio with Rebecca and Brian. Rebecca, how did you get involved with Youth Move Ohio?
To start out with, I was born to a mother that was on drugs, addicted to alcohol, and had mental health issues. She was using drugs and alcohol when she was pregnant with me. So I was born drug and alcohol addicted. Once they took me away from my mom, I spent 5 years in a foster home. According to my foster mom, I was uncontrollable. My foster mom would always be like, oh, I'm going to adopt you, but never went through with that. So when I was five, her sister adopted me, which is, wasn't really a good situation for me. So my mom didn't know how to handle my mental health issues, didn't know how to handle my substance abuse issues, so her way of dealing with it was, okay, well, I'll just tie her down to a chair with duct tape and she'll just shut up and listen, and obviously that's just going to make you act out even more when you're tied down. So, when I was 15, my mom sent me to school with bruises up and down my neck, and that's when Children's Services got involved. But since I was severely on drugs at the time, they sent me into a drug and alcohol treatment facility, which I was there for 11 months. And then from there, I went to a group home, therapeutic foster home, where I stayed till I was 18. And then when I turned 18, I went into independent living, which is how I got involved with the Youth Action Council in Cincinnati and ended up getting involved with Youth Move Ohio. But through that time, too, I had relapsed on drugs, but now I have almost 2 years clean now. I was also prostituting at the time, too, to feed my habit, which I don't do that anymore either. When I was out on the streets, one of my best friends, they shot her in the head, over dope, and I watched that happen. So I think for me, that was the point when I was just like, I don't want to be in this life anymore. I don't want to end up like her. So I ended up going into a halfway house for a couple months. And then I met my current fiance through friends of ours when I was trying to get sober 2 years ago. And I currently have a one-year little boy. I'm still involved with Youth Move Ohio, which has really helped me to stay clean and sober, have support, and be able to let others know what I've been through so that other people don't have to go through what I've been through.